I never thought about the universe, it made me feel small. Never thought about the problems of this planet at all. Global warming, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights. No!
Hello, welcome to episode 1 of the Bill Clinton Podcast. It is April 6th, 2015. Today I'll be talking with Jillian D'Angelo, who is a volunteer supervisor with Father's Heart Ministry in the East Village. So, what is the Bill Quinn Podcast? It's really easy, actually. We'll just be covering nonprofit organizations and nonprofit events in New York City. So, if you know anybody that is interested, please have them contact me. We have a blog, the Bill Quinn Podcast.blogspot.com. We have a Twitter as well, at @BQuinnPodcast. And so have someone or have your organization contact me. I'd love to talk to as many organizations and promote as many events as I possibly can. And with that, here's my interview with Jillian D'Angelo from Father's Heart Ministry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being on my first ever podcast.
My pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about Father's Ministry.
The Father's Heart.
Father's Heart Ministry.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So we call it the Father's Heart, and it is a ministry and it is a church, but the phenomenal thing that we do every Saturday is a breakfast feeding program. And on Saturday mornings, inside of 1 hour, we manage to get about 600 people fed a hearty breakfast. In 1 hour, a breakfast, that's all you can eat, so as many plates as a guest wants to eat, and grocery bags to take home.
600 people. So what are you serving? What's on the menu?
We are serving eggs and hash browns, bread, cereal, and a fruit bowl. So balanced breakfast.
There you go. Cool. How did you get involved?
How did I get involved? Actually, my church. I go to a church here in the city called Hillsong. It's a non-denominational Christian church, and they were plugged into this organization, serving on a rotation every month. About 15 people from the church would go there and serve as just a small part of the program's volunteer base. We pretty much have about 130 volunteers needed every Saturday morning to run the show. So we would come, we would represent, and it was great, but I just instantly wanted to get more involved and come more than just once a month. So I just kept asking about it and kept emailing, and anytime there was room, got on the roster, and wound up taking some training classes to become a supervisor. So now I'm just, if they're open, I'm there.
Right. So yeah, what is your title now? Because
my title now is supervisor. That's it. Not fancy.
So and what does that mean? What do you do?
As a supervisor, it just makes it a lot easier for the pastors, who there's just a handful of them who actually run it, to do an orientation and just explain the different stations that we have, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of stations. We're cooking, serving, and also doing the pantry bag takeout service. So once the different roles are explained, they let the people volunteer. The volunteers volunteer for what station they're interested in serving in. So once they do that, we break off, and then it's just up to us supervisors to just show them the ropes, let them know what they'll be doing, and help them out if they need anything along the way.
Cool. And so you said you were talking to me about breakfast, but you guys do way more than breakfast. I was seeing all the things that you do online, the different classes, all that kind of stuff. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Actually, I'm so happy that you phrased it that way. So we do way more than breakfast. So I do want to be clear, even on a Saturday, when it is a guest coming for a breakfast program, we still know that we're giving them more than breakfast. And really what we're serving up is hope. We're serving up love. We're serving up compassion. We're serving up friendship for these people. So even if they just come and sit down, have a cup of coffee, eat some eggs, and go home, we like to think that we did a lot more for them than just fill their tummies. And guest after guest after guest have expressed that to us. So it's our goal that that's the experience for everyone. But yeah, other than that, on Tuesday nights we have a Kids Zone program, which is for children and their families to come and eat and also have an open recreation hour. So we have we have arts and crafts, nail polish station, a lot of fun. That's our Kids Zone program. And here's the tip of the iceberg. We have GED classes, tutoring upstairs going on Tuesday nights and on Saturday mornings for guests who maybe want to eat quickly and then go upstairs and be tutored for help with ESL, GED, or just life skills, job skills. So it's really a program aimed at giving people whatever it is that they need to get ahead and get an advantage.
And so who is the population you serve? Like, is there a...
It is so varied. I don't think that anybody, would not be surprised if they came and just saw all of the different types of people that are coming on, for any of our given programs. From, elderly people who, may be coming more for the company or because they're on a fixed income. Homeless people, people who are working and just, need a meal that they don't have to pay for.
And you are, is it... we didn't actually go over this, but you're in the East Village, right?
Yeah, we're on 11th Street between Avenue A and Avenue B.
So do you serve, is it people from that neighborhood, from that area?
Well, whoever wants to come is welcome to come. And just to stress that beyond belief, whether you do have a job, whether you don't have a job, no sort of proof is asked for at all. So you can come from anywhere and be served.
And so now tell me a little bit about, we talked a little bit before about people might want to volunteer, people want to get involved. What kind of things are you looking for from people? What are you hoping that people would, tell me a little bit if someone wants to get involved.
What are we hoping that people would bring? We're hoping that people will bring themselves. And even if you don't bring your best self on a Saturday morning, 8 a.m., I know a lot of people are still a little tired, sometimes still a little grumpy. But by the time, probably 5 or 10 minutes in, just being in the atmosphere of the Father's Heart, being around the pastors, the other volunteers, the supervisors, it is just an excitement in the air. And it's a really upbeat, positive type of atmosphere. So no matter what skill set you may or may not have, we can use you, and we could bring whatever it is, we could bring that best part out in you, guaranteed.
So if someone wants to get involved, what do they do? Like if they want to become a volunteer?
To volunteer, I would recommend visiting our webpage, and that's Father's Heart Ministries NYC .org. Or maybe .com, actually. I know the email addresses are .org, but my best advice is Google it, and you will come up with our page, and there'll be a link to our volunteer coordinator to reach out to and get a spot to volunteer.
Cool. And you have also some fundraisers coming up, right?
We do, yeah. So we just had a really successful gathering, as we call it, just a sort of fun night out where people did donate to help with our capital needs. So the building is in need of some work. So what we did is we had a night out to share some laughs and share some funds. And it was a great success. A lot of people had fun. And so we are having another one Monday night, April 30th, and it's going to be at the 11th Street Bar, which is down the block from our soup kitchen. So it's really great. We have a little bit of relationship with the owners there, and we're really excited about it. So even if you just came out, met a bunch of us at that night, and then decided whether you do want to volunteer or you definitely want to volunteer.
Cool. Great. I think that about covers it. Is there anything else that, anything that I haven't asked about that you think people would be interested in about the Father's Heart?
Well, I could just guarantee it's like no other. People, and you listeners probably have an idea of what a soup kitchen is, maybe because you've been to a soup kitchen, maybe because you've not been to a soup kitchen, but I can just guarantee that this place will blow your mind. I mean, we made a health inspector cry recently, and that's like, they're known to be, if there's any health inspectors out there, we love you. but, you know, typically they come in and out of establishments all of the time, and they're looking for certain things, and yeah, she was actually brought to tears just by how kindly all of our guests were treated, and I think that says a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have this vision of a soup kitchen, which is this kind of depressing place, but every time I talk to you, I've talked to you about it, it just, I don't know, you make it sound like such a fun, happy place. It's totally broken all the stereotypes of this sort of drab, you know, sad, depressing soup kitchen where people are getting like kind of mystery mush in a bowl.
That's exactly what it is.
So
that's
it sounds like it really does sound like a great place, a really fun place.
You're gonna come, Bill. You're gonna come.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, you may be convincing me. Who knows?
All right.
Cool. Well, this is great. Thank you again for coming on.
Great. Thank you.
And that's it. I want to thank Gillian D'Angelo and Father's Heart Ministry for being on my first ever podcast here. Sure, I know there were a lot of technical issues and some things I really want to improve, but I look forward to having you come back and listen again. I also look forward to having you join me by contacting me to be on a future episode. If you know an organization or a group trying to fundraise, please contact me. Again, my web address is TheBillQuinnPodcast.blogspot.com, and you can follow me on Twitter @BQuinnPodcast. All right. Thanks again, and hope to see you next week.